This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, welcome to UFC Unfiltered. What a delightful episode we have. Myself and Matt talk to Platinum Mike Perry and Cowboy Cerrone.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh, on the button.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again.
He's out.
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Welcome.
You know why I'm so excited, Jimmy?
Probably because you just saw my stomach and showed me yours.
That is. I like that you're letting everybody on the behind the scenes stuff. That did happen. We do have a witness, Christopher Deuce. Did that happen?
Regretfully, yes.
Let me break it down how it happened, so people don't just think that's how we start That's not a normal routine here on UFC Unfiltered. People should spread the word about UFC Unfiltered.
I hope so. We have Cowboy Cerrone and Mike Perry calling in today. They are the co-main event, November 10th, with the Korean Zombie against Yair Rodriguez as the main event because, who was it that dropped
Frankie out of
that
Edgar.
Fight? Frankie Edgar, who I saw in the Garden.
Yeah. Jimmy, let me tell you that I feel that, first of all, if it was still Korean, and I like you, no offense to Yair. Sorry, I was about to belch. I'm looking forward to that fight, too. But I feel the gentlemen, the warriors that we're talking to today on this program, I think that should be the main event.
Yeah.
Now, oh, my God. I am so looking forward to this fight.
Me, too. Although Cerrone, 5-4 at that weight, and Mike Perry is – what's Mike Perry coming off? He come off there was the Felder fight, last fight he had. It was a very tough decision win for Mike Perry. That went the full three rounds. This is a very tough fight, I think, for both of these guys.
Yeah. Well, first of all, before we get on air with both of them, we're making predictions. And we're not going to put it in their face. We're not being douchebags, you know? But what I do want to say is people are saying that, like Cowboy, like Perry's a good style up for a matchup for Cowboy because Cowboy's fought guys like Perry before who have really good hands, come forward. He's good with his kicks. He sets his combos up. He ends up finding that head kick. But I'm thinking, man, look at Perry's last fight with Paul Felder. That is the perfect guy to fight right before you fight Cowboy. And let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Felder's he's an underrated guy. In a sense,
he also went up in weight.
He went up in weight, much like what Cowboy's doing. Okay. And Felder's dangerous everywhere. He's very dangerous with Muay Thai. He is. I'll tell you, Cowboy and Felder scrap, that's not an easy fight for Cowboy. He's very dangerous with all limbs, Paul Felder. And I don't know why he's not talked about enough. I don't think he's had that, even though I think he's had great fights. The one with Brazilian that's so dangerous, and his name, Charles Oliveira.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal fight, a perseverance where a heart, we showed just how he weathered a submission storm and took him out. He's had other fights, but he hasn't had that one fight to put him over the edge for the fans and everybody to know him. But as a guy that knows his shit, I feel that's a perfect fight for Perry to come off for fighting Cowboy. You know, I really do.
I think you're right.
I don't know.
No, I do. I think you're right. Absolutely. Although Cowboy has a few more weapons than Felder was going to use. I mean, Cowboy is much more, I think, likely to throw kicks and much more likely to want to take you to the ground than at least Felder has been.
Well, that's true. I believe Felder tried to put it down a couple of times.
Is he? But I'm saying, I mean, Cowboy's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. I don't think Felder can wrestle, I think, but I don't think he's a black belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
See, that is a very interesting point. He has been able to change levels and put guys on their ass. And Cowboy's Jiu-Jitsu, that's another thing that's underrated. Look what he did to the other Cowboy. Did a fucking rolling triangle. I forgot it, but I think it was a triangle of a mounted triangle. You can look that up.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
But it was awesome, is what it was. But I don't know, man. I got a feeling about Perry. I really do. I think that last fight's what's going to give him that confidence. And the whole circumstance, everything does come to like play, like the circumstances where, give me their ages too, by the way, please.
Cowboy is 35.
35 and has been through as many wars.
Yep.
But yeah, so he has the experience also, you know.
And Mike Perry is 27 now.
In his prime, approaching his prime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In his physical peak. That's what you see with Paul Felder. Paul Felder was defending a takedown with him. I believe it was Paul Felder. Now, because some of them, yes. Dude, he put his feet to the fucking ceiling. He was like, he's got his legs underneath him still. Is he clearing the legs? Dude, is he clearing the legs? He brought his feet. He almost put him to his feet, put him almost to the 360. No? Yes.
Yeah.
360. Dude, he put his feet to the fucking ceiling. It was awesome. So it's like, I think he's still growing and showing different tools. And I don't know, man. I can't tell you enough how excited I am for this.
Well, fight. And part of the equation is that Cowboy is not training at Jackson Wink anymore. Perry is training at Jackson Wink.
That's what I got into before my ADD kicked in. Yeah. That is a whole other thing. I want you to play the thing I love where, did you see the clip where Cowboy was acting like a, not Cowboy, Perry was dressed up like an Indian and he's looking for Cowboy for the reward. And you ever see that thing?
Yes.
Well, let's watch it again with the fans. With the fans. Listen to this.
This is on Perry's Instagram.
All right.
Find that cowboy. This is a gym of platinum warriors. Only the strongest can survive here in this facility.
He's dressed up like an Indian, people. Now he's bouncing.
Flowing through your blood. I feel it in my bones.
This is great. This is all ad-libbing.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Guaranteed.
Have you seen this cowboy?
They're all looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing?
Too long.
Oh, I will find him. I'm gonna get that reward.
It's weird because now he's like he's throwing a hatchet at his pitcher and pretend like he's doing an acrobat.
I am the Platinum Warrior, Lush. And I am looking for this cowboy. I will reap the benefits of this $150,000 reward. I'm coming to Denver, and I'm gonna find you, cowboy, and I'm gonna take you dead or alive inside that octagon.
I like, hey, dude. He's fun.
He is.
He's fun, and I guarantee, like. If somebody else tries to do that, it's corny as fuck. How about that?
Yeah.
I think that's fucking hysterical.
It's very funny. Because he's Mike Perry.
It's Mike Perry. And how about this? I guarantee, like, you know, he planned on dressing like an Indian and saying some stuff.
Right.
And you know, but that's all ad-libbed. Like, he's not writing that shit down saying, I'm going to say this and that and bounce on my toes. He's feeling it in his bones. And, dude, I guarantee those guys that he walked up to was all Cowboys buddies. He's like, has anybody seen him? How long? They're like, no, it's been too long. They're like, I think they're his buddies. Just look at the scalp him. I love it. I love it.
Mm, yeah, I do too.
You know?
He doesn't care about this age of PC and cultural appropriation.
Oh, 100%
Halloween.
Not.
Mike Perry slugs it out for a living and doesn't give a fuck.
Nah, right. Dude, I like characters. These are two characters.
They both are characters, man.
You know?
Neither one of these guys will be able to quote unquote psych the other one out. These guys have both been in some fights. You know, I don't think Cowboy is intimidated by most people, if anybody. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Cowboy is that there's always the idea that if you're cool with him going into the fight, he's going to have a better performance versus if you're messing with him a little bit. Maybe it does get in his head a little bit, but it doesn't seem like this has been that type of build up to this.
Cowboy's last fight, please. Please, please. It's been a minute.
Yeah. God, it just
been a minute.
Hold on.
All right. You know, I tried to get hyped up for the show.
I remember. It was against Leon Edwards. He lost a decision to Leon Edwards in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
But he would Cowboy afterward, not to make an excuse for it, but he said he was, like, really sick going into that fight, and he, like, thought about pulling out, but he didn't want to do that. So, whatever. You take that for what it's worth. But that was his last fight.
Yeah. Jimmy, I was getting hyped up for the show today, walking over here, and on my my headphones, I was putting on... I was looking for my MGK Rap Devil or... You know, Eminem's response, which I talk about often, is Kill Shot.
Yes.
And they both hype me up. And then there's another one with MGK and Kid Rock.
I don't know that
Bad
one.
Motherfucker. Oh! You're going to love it, man. Bruce Wayne driving in the fast lane. I'm not going to ruin it.
No, that's good. You're doing a good job.
I'm doing it off. Don't, Jimmy. But I couldn't find it, and the song came on Secret Crowds from Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, look at me smiling now.
You are.
Smiling, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what the problem is? It kind of gets me in that, like, that huggy hippie vibe, you know? It's not a very, the other songs get me like, you want to, like, you know, you're like, you want to rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
but anyway,
I recommend that song. And by the way, we started the show before you got into serious UFC business, which
yes.
is a professional.
Of course.
I was being unprofessional. I was saying, because we were talking about showing each other's our bellies, and I never got to this. I wanted to tell people it's not our normal routine, and you cut me off because it really has nothing to do with anything. Like Chris the producer is dying to do right now, but can I just tell people that Jimmy had his shirt? Can I just explain?
Sure.
I don't want people to think that we had like rubbing our navels together. Listen, Jimmy had his shirt up when he was stretching. I told him to put his shirt down because I go, put your shirt down or you're going to lose some friends. Jimmy.
That was very, very hurtful.
It was very hurtful. I tried to make a little joke. And I just said that so I could go, okay, Jimmy, look, we're not on air. So I showed him my belly. And I had abs, didn't I, Jimmy? But that's not the point.
No.
But that's, Jimmy, I did.
You didn't.
But.
Chris, the producer.
But that's why you were just talking about us showing our bellies. All right, back to some.
Let people know.
UFC business. Well, I just like people to know what goes on behind the scenes.
I was going
to
say, we were talking about Paul Felder. Fight announced James Vick versus Paul Felder.
Oh,
is
wow.
Don't make me lightheaded how you just bring
that,
me right
is
back.
That, that fight dropped out. Why? Was that, why did that fight happen?
Felder stepped up to fight Perry.
Perry, okay.
So then Vic ended up fighting Gaethje. It was like, you know, it was like a whole thing. But or maybe it was the other way around. I don't remember. Maybe Vic moved up to fight Gaethje and Felder lost his opponent. But that's UFC 233, Saturday, January 26th in Anaheim, California. Vic versus Felder. So
Vic had that devastating loss to Gaethje.
Yeah.
And it was really bad because he was talking a big... And you know... Vic is a guy I see as a guy. First of all, I like Vic, and I like him as a fighter. And again, he's one of those guys that wasn't getting enough attention, and I don't think he realized why, because he was just beating everybody. So I think he tried to talk up, tried to work up the entertainment side of
right.
it, tried to get a little more mouthy. And for some people, it comes across like great, and some people it comes across just kind of not forced, but. Like you don't, it makes you not like the guy as much. I like him. We had him on here. I like him, and he's a. But I think when you talk, even if you might be confident, it comes across just so cocky. And then when you lose, like Gaethje is confident, but he's definitely not coming across like a douche at all.
No,
like you know he'll say exactly you know what I mean. And I think he comes at guys the way they come at him. But Vic was definitely. He amped up his talking game, and it backfired because of the way it went down. If he would have took him out, obviously he's putting a big gamble on himself. It didn't work out, and now this is gonna be a big test on see how he could reset and get back on his feet after such a devastating loss. No. His first like main event, was that his first main event?
I can double check, but I think, yeah, I mean, it's one of his first. Yeah. And I was going to say like Felder has been looking, now you're fighting a guy who just moved into the top 15 Felder. He's been looking to fight. He wants this type of fight. So like, this is kind of the wrong time to be fighting a Paul Felder too. You know what I mean?
Or a wrong time to be fighting a Vic.
Or a Vic, right. I mean, coming Vic's off a loss for sure.
Well, first of all, when is that fight?
That's January 26th.
Where is that? That's
in Anaheim.
wow, that's a great fight.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Felder, I was just saying earlier, I just gassed him up enough, but he's got some rage in him. You can even
see
it.
He definitely does.
Oh, you see it? You got that vibe. Vet, when I see him, nice guy. We give a handshake. I like him. I like him a lot as a fighter, but as a fighter, even when he does the commentary, and there's an edge to him where there's something in there where he's a fighter for sure. In that Perry fight, it was a close fight, but he lost, but he was in the fight to the end.
Well, yeah, and he had a broken arm.
I mean, he's a tough guy. So, and a skilled guy, but Vic's a lanky guy. Man, who's this matchmaker now? This is Mick Maynard?
Yep.
Mick Maynard.
Sean Shelby.
First of all, congratulations to Mick Maynard, who's a new Henzo Gracie black belt. I mean, hey. Huh?
Yeah, no, I saw that.
You guys don't give a fuck?
I do.
All right. Tell me you don't give a fuck.
Have you ever trained with him?
Never trained with him. You know, but I'm stopping more and more down back at Henzo Gracie's here in the city because now I'm in the city.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here for 3 years. But I'm getting a better routine now. This is closer to, you know why? Because I could walk right to there. Yeah. And normally when I get back from the station, it's not a fun story. It brought me right into Penn Station. I had to leave to go to Enzo's. Anyway, what else we got, Jimmy?
Well, we got Cowboy Cerrone calling in very, very shortly.
I can't wait.
And it's funny. Now, Floyd Mayweather is booked to fight, what's his name? Tenshin Nasukama?
Yep.
Is it an MMA fight?
It's an MMA fight, but he's a 4-0 young fighter.
So it's not necessarily an MMA fight. The Ryzen is the organization that they're fighting in. But the rule set and that stuff has not been determined yet. But it seems like if he's going to fight anything but boxing, he's going to get his head kicked in by this kid.
You know, it's funny. Conor McGregor, of course, commented.
I see that.
He says, is it a tracksuit or a sauna suit, Floyd? What the fuck? Is it hot in Tokyo or what's the story here? That climate change is no joke. Fuck me. Ha ha ha. What the fuck is going on here? Who is this little prick next to you? That's mad shit. Like something out of Rush Hour 5 or something. Chris Tucker and Jackie fucking Chan back in this bitch. Fucking brilliant. Mad little bastard you are, Floyd. Fair fucks to you, mate. No lie. Fuck it. So I think, though, but Mayweather, he wants Mayweather to fight him, but
yeah.
Mayweather is smart, if he's ever going to try MMA, to take a lighter fight, like a lesser-known opponent, because then it's less of a story, and if, God forbid, Floyd wins, then all of a sudden he could fight Conor. Because if he fights Conor McGregor in a pure MMA match, he's going to get slaughtered.
Jimmy.
Oh, absolutely.
Can I tell you guys that, because I get so much slack for being a Conor hater.
Malarkey.
What?
No, it's a malarkey. You get a lot of malarkey.
I get a lot of malarkey, you know? If you ask me about that, what was that, a tweet? Was that a tweet by him?
He posted it on Instagram. Yeah. You should read what Rogan wrote, by the way.
Well, first of all, that's what I'll hear that afterwards. But let me tell you something. See that applause?
Yeah.
That's for what Conor McGregor.
Very funny.
I think it was hysterical.
Very funny.
In a world of politically correctless.
Oh, my God.
I like it. I like the Jackie Chan joke. You know why? Because it's like with him and Floyd. He's not. Lighten up, everybody. Can everybody lighten up? Conor McGregor's. That was fucking funny. And I like it. That's funny.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's fucking funny. Making fun of somebody's father is not funny, though, Jimmy.
No, I agree.
But that is fucking funny. Jimmy, we have a good time on
this show. We do have a good time on this show. Jimmy,
are you spreading a good word about the UFC Unfiltered?
I hope people listen.
I know you have to pee. Is that what you're about to
say? Yeah, I'll wait
a second.
You
know why you have to wait?
Why?
Because, well, you can't yell
Chris
at him.
Chris isn't here. He can't stop
yell at him.
Why would I?
You're about to yell at him, but then you realize he went to go get your coffee.
That's right. I can't be mad at him.
You said I'm about to get him coffee.
So now,
malarkey.
Let's see here.
Talk
also,
about something quick while you... It's so funny watching you squirm, Jimmy, though, because I know you got to go pee-pee.
So now I'm hearing Ben Askren is going to make his debut against Robbie Lawler at 233 on January 16th. They have not made any announcements yet, but that's a really interesting fight. Askren versus Robbie Lawler is an extremely interesting fight. Askren is undefeated. What does he have? One draw? Is that what it is? One no contest?
Yeah, I think it's a draw. Yeah.
Hey, I'll talk to Chris if you want to go take a pee-pee.
No. Or do you want to... Are we going to call Cowboy?
Yeah, we're calling Cowboy. In like
Greg,
yeah,
we'll talk to Cowboy first, then I'll pee.
Oh, you're good.
I'll
you
treat
sure?
myself to a little wee-wee
right,
after.
Man.
You guys,
right.
You mentioned the...
What did Rogan
talking
say?
About the Ben Askren...
No, we didn't talk about you, Rogan, yet, did you?
Robbie Lawler. Fred, that's not official, but Dana kind of...
Oh, is that what you just read that Rogan said?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Pardon me, Rogan's is next.
What the fuck did you just say? I'm now walking.
Yeah, yeah. No. I was just asking if you guys were talking about the potential Ben Askren and Robbie.
You're
Lawler
like a child that wanders into the room in the middle of a conversation.
But Rogan in turn was talking about this potential Floyd, not potential, the Floyd Tension Nasukawa fight.
All right.
Okay.
He fucked us up. He fucked up
everything.
Oh, yeah,
you can read it. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I was letting you read. I'll read
Jimmy,
it.
What we just talked about before that, we're not even talking about.
I know.
Just about the
but now he went out to get coffee. He did mention it. So we're kind of bookending here.
Yeah.
Joe said, I'm sure many of you combat sports fans have heard that Floyd Mayweather is signed to face Tenshin
Nasukawa.
Thank you. In Japan on New Year's Eve. I don't know what kind of special rules they're supposed to be fighting under, but I just like the fact that it's going to happen and that people get to Google Tenshin's name and see some of his fights. He's a true striking genius. I doubt Floyd is going to agree with any rules that allow Tenshin to kick, but if he does, it could be a terrible night for him. This kid is the truth. So maybe this Tenshin...
That was from Rogan?
Yeah, he's saying that he's watched some of this Tenshin's fights and that he's really good. Shit. But Ben Askren against Robbie Lawler, if that's the truth, woo!
Oh, by the way, I saw Rogan. I told you I saw him the other day.
No.
I saw him at the fights the other day behind the stage. You're talking a little bit. So I told him that I'm you know, hey, dude, I go even with the pasta. I go, I'm doing the gluten-free and stuff like that. And then all shit, right? He had to shit in my gluten-free cereal. He's like, oh, but even with that gluten-free, you got to watch out for the carbs.
He's right.
I'm like, oh, no.
Men like Joe and myself understand. Do we have, we'll talk about that after. We have Cowboy Cerrone on the phone. Cowboy.
What's going on?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you know, I think if this is Jim Norton talking, I think of you when I'm on planes sometimes because I hate turbulence. It really freaks me out.
You really think about Cowboy?
I'll tell you why. Yes, I do.
What's up, Cowboy?
I was on a very turbulent flight. I was on a very turbulent flight, and I'm thinking, like, how much you would enjoy this, and it's terrifying. Like, do you get scared when you're on a plane and it's really, like, really bad turbulence?
That's a good question.
No, because the plane won't crash.
Right, and how do you know that? I think you're right, but how do you know?
Because I have my pilot's license, and I've been. It physically won't just fall out of the sky and crash. Even if you have catastrophic engine failure, you're still going to coast for a long, long, long time.
And it's weird turbulence too, because you feel like there's no air under the wing, but there is air under the wing. It's just rough. It's like when you sit in the car, you get bumped around more than you do on a plane.
Yeah, it's just like the heat pockets from all the thermals coming up. You know, when it starts heating up, just makes it drop, and just it's just weather.
So it doesn't scare you at all? Because I thought of you. I'm like, he would not be scared of this.
Not even a little bit scared.
And you're saying it's not just gonna plummet,
right?
It's gonna
not even. Matt, if you were in a helicopter and the engine exploded, the helicopter wouldn't just fall out of the sky. Just the pure gravity of you falling will keep that propeller moving, and you could take that. It wouldn't be a graceful landing, but you could get it to the ground. You know what I mean? You wouldn't just fall.
Oh, those helicopters! Now you might be. I saw some footage of those things going up and going right down and. Those things scare the fuck out of me. I lost a friend in that helicopter.
I try to put it in something other than an airplane. But yeah, an airplane, you would glide so far. So far.
That makes me feel better. I got to tell it to my father-in-law. He's afraid of flying.
He is, right?
He's zero. He has to drink extra wine. He's trying to get wine on the plane. It's no good. But anyway. Fuck. Let's talk about Mike Perry, man. Now, listen, Cowboy, you seem more comfortable. Or maybe not. But are you cool with fighting guys you're cool with? Or do you like it better when there's some beef?
I don't matter to me anymore, man. I've made such a run in this career that friend, foe, it's all the same to me. I just go out there and love doing what I do. So it makes no difference to me.
And you don't take any offense. You know, it's hard to take offense to anything. Mike Perry is entertaining, dressing up like an Indian. Did you see that? I think it's attacking you, but not attacking you. He's having fun with it. What are you thinking of everything that's going on with his?
People said it to me. Hey, man, if that's what you want to do, go ahead, whatever you want, man. But no, I don't take offense to it at all. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's, you know what's funny? It's not even like, it's not mean spirited. It's just kind of him being him. And what I really, there's a lot of things I like about this fight, but it is two guys that they love to do what they do. Like you do a lot of crazy shit, Cowboy. And it's so funny. I was just talking about this last night with actually Marab and Raging Ally Quinta. And I brought you up because we were talking about fighting and the thrill of it.
Sure.
And I go, take that crazy fuck Cowboy. He's jumping out of planes and he's He's looking to get one of those squirrel suits, whatever the fuck you call it. He has his adrenaline junkie, but the biggest thrill he ever gets from fighting. And he does all that other crazy shit. So you guys love this shit, Cowboy.
Love it. Love. There's nowhere I'd rather be on Saturday night.
Yeah, and Mike Perry, you're really looking forward to this one. He's a very, very
he's an animal.
That's the best way to put it.
And
yeah,
and he's another guy that loves it too. That's what's another thing that makes it so exciting. There's no place.
I mean, stylistically, he's just there's not going to be much wrestling or jujitsu in this fight. I mean, I can just easily say that he wants to come, knock my head off, put on a show. We're entertainers, man. First, we're entertainers before anything, you know, and I think we're both on the understanding we're going to go out there and put on a show. This is what I love to do.
Now, we're going to have him on later, too. Now, I heard what you just said, and I believe that to a degree, because, Cowboy, you're very good on the floor. You are very good on the floor, and you could switch levels and take guys down when they're least expecting it, and you use it when you want on sometimes, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah,
if there's a time to use it, you're a dangerous motherfucker everywhere, and I'm just not saying that. It's the truth. Sure, motherfucker, saying, look at him. You know what I'm saying.
Why would I deny the pleasures of the Pepsi Center of seeing two guys fucking slugging it out, doing what I absolutely love doing? That would be robbery. That would be robbery, Sarah.
That's
robbing those people of their ticket money. That's how I look at it. I would no longer be the sheriff. I'd now be the robber, and I need to give those people what they hard-earned money paid for.
I believe him.
Mike said that you guys sparred at the ranch a couple of times, and that he pretty much had to hold back from opening you up because you were so easy for him to punch in the face. But he did say you could out wrestle once he started shooting for takedowns. Was that now? He's saying you were easy to punch in the face. I'm sure you have a comment on that.
Oh, hey, whatever you want, sure. If then Saturday, he should have no problem meet me in the middle and punch me in the face, shouldn't he?
That's great.
Is there any? Now, what is your relationship like with Jackson Wink at this point? Have things been worked out there?
No, there's no relationship. And I don't even like to put Jackson's name into the conversation because it's Winklejohn. But,
okay, Winklejohn, yeah.
Yeah, great friend of mine, always will be, lifelong companion. So him, he has nothing to do with any of this. And, but no, Wink drew his line in the sand, and that's that.
Were you hurt?
And it has nothing to do with Perry.
Sure.
By no means. Yeah. Like, I don't have any ill feelings or hard feelings toward Perry because he's just a guy that was looking for a new home. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he found, so it has nothing with, I'm not like, fuck you, Perry, you blah, blah. No, nothing, no ill feeling towards him whatsoever. So it has nothing to do with him towards the fight at all.
Now, let me ask you: were you expecting that when it happened, or did it hurt on some level, or how did it affect you just as a person?
Just because of the only reasoning is because of money. That's what hurt me.
Sure.
Like, damn, you jump ship for a dollar? Like, that to me is what hurts. You know, and what I mean by that is because by Jackson's allowing me to come out of their camp, Winklejohn wouldn't have got paid because I don't train with Wink. So I only pay Greg Jackson. I have for years. I've never paid Wink anything. So Wink would not. So that's when I went to him and I sat down in his office face to face with him, like a fucking man. And we had this talk. It was like, okay, we'll do it. And the next day he calls me on the phone, like a fucking scared girl. And he's like, oh, you know, I thought about it. And, I won't get any money if we don't take Perry, so I'm going to go ahead and just go with Perry. And I was like, wow, you just drew a line in the sand over fucking money? Cool, see you around, motherfucker. So that was the last conversation we've ever had. Again, no ill feelings towards Perry at all, but it sucks that years of building of who I am and out of Greg Jackson's stable was destroyed over one decision. You know what I mean? Over and money at that. Greed. So to me, that's a shitty deal.
And again, not knowing the dynamics of a gym, there was no way that Greg could step in, or did you not want him to?
Well, so Greg and I, we talk all the time. He comes up to the ranch and we train and we work. I'm not using Greg in this fight solely because I don't think it's fair for one on Perry's side or mine. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want this to be a fun, fair fight. So it's not fair that Perry gets to train every day with Greg and Wink, and then Greg gets to come over and corner me. That's, to me, that's a snakier fucking move than any other. So if I was like a real piece of shit, I'd be like, yeah, Greg, let's go. You watch every day Perry train. You come tell me what he's doing, and then we'll beat him. That's fucked up. Right? You get where I'm coming from? So
Sure. Just
that me being a fucking man, I'm like, nah. You can have that. We just talked yesterday, me and Greg, and he's coming up to watch the fight. You know what I mean? But I'll continue with working Greg after this fight, but it has nothing. I don't even want anything to do with that. So,
what did you think of Lando Venata's performance? I know that he spent some time at BMF Ranch, and he looked great against Frivola, Maximat Frivola.
Yeah, poor guy got a draw. Fuck. Yeah. The good news is, that's kind of like losing and keeping your job, because his job was aligned. So on the worst side of it, that's good, but sucks. I was hoping he'd get that win, you know. But, damn, that guy came to fight. That's what's so crazy about this sport, guys. It's fucking, you never know.
Right.
Guys that you look at on paper are like, oh, yeah, Landon should win this fight. Yeah. And then these guys show up and it's like, holy, who the hell was that kid? Right. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me.
Yeah, Matt Frivola, he's training with us. He had only like that one loss too in his prior fight to Marco Polo. Marco, I'm sorry, but I just like that game in the pool. But anyway,
sure.
he got knocked, and that guy later got popped. Dude, he's out. He's suspended now. That motherfucker. I say that because he got popped after my guy got stopped. So anyway, so that was a fantastic fight, though. If Jacare and Wyman wasn't such a good fight, that definitely would have got fight of the night.
Yeah.
I like watching that Lando fight, too, man. It's fun.
That's the only fight I watched of the night. I watched it on Fight Pass while we were driving.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't catch any other one. So can't ask me about anything else.
Do you watch a lot when you're not?
Never.
You don't
nothing.
Watch, nothing.
If you're not directly impacted by me, then I know I don't. Like Landon, good friend, training with him. I'm, of course, I'm going to see his fight. You know? But other than that, no, I don't tune in and watch. I got so much living and life going on, Sarah, that shit.
Speaking of life going on, congrats again on becoming a father.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. He'll be here.
I bought
him $100 pair of cowboy boots. He's going to fit in one time for this fight.
Now, what I love, and now, do you mind telling people the his name, or at least his middle name?
Danger. Danger's his name.
Now, I love that. Now, when people ask...
So his first name is Daxon. My initials are D-A-C, Donald Anthony Cerrone. So he's D-A-C, and then he's my son, so S-O-N. So Daxon is his first name, Danger Cerrone.
Damn, I like that you put thought into an original name. Good for you.
Thank you.
That's real thought, and it sounds cool. Daxon sounds like a cool name.
Anything they ask this kid, he'll be like, yo, my middle name is Danger. That's what you thought about. That is amazing.
Gonna be Danger.
What's
his,
that?
His wrestling thing in school, when he's 5 years old, going to say Danger down the leg. Boom. Huge. Yeah. Can't wait.
That is so amazing. His middle name is going to be Danger, Jimmy.
That's a great middle name. But it puts a lot of pressure on him, though, because now, as a job, you know what I mean? He can't be a scientist. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hire a scientist named Danger.
Well, you never know. He could have some pretty cool breakthroughs.
That's true.
Right, exactly.
It might cost him a few labs, but he'll come through. You never know.
Exactly.
But if there's a problem at school, all right, let's just say there's a broken window, who the fuck are they going through first? Danger Cerrone. That's who we're talking to first.
Oh, man, it's so funny. I just showed up to my little brother's 11, and he goes to my middle school that I went to, and we showed up at his wrestling practice to surprise him yesterday, and he was like, man, your teacher that you had, I have your same teacher. First day I walked into school, I said, are you fucking Cowboy's brother? And he said, yeah. He goes, have a seat right here in the front of class. I'll keep an eye on you. I was like, oh, man. I already got it.
That's great.
So, yeah. Good for you, man. I'm really, and you like it. And how has it been? This is your first time.
Yes, first time. It's good, man. My wife, Kate, she's so good. Like, he cries. She takes care of him. Like, I do nothing. I just hold him and kiss him and then I go about my day, but he's sick, he's cold, he's tired. She's so good at it. People ask me, how does your baby sleep? I said, through the whole night. And she says, no, dickhead, that's you that sleeps. You know, so she's so good.
That's excellent. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is nice, man. It's good that now have you done, you've done the diaper thing and all that. You've had to do it, right?
Of course, yeah. Yep. Change diapers, get the bottles for her, but haven't been peed on yet. I've been thrown up on because I was throwing him up in the air. and then he got a little sick and threw up all over my face. So that was good. But other than that, nothing too crazy.
I would have told you, I would have given you a little advice with the whole diaper thing. And I used to just fuck up with it and put the shit on backwards. She's like, I'll do it. Yeah. I used to put the cream on wrong. So next thing you know, I was off diaper duty for good. You know,
well, the thing is, it's hard to put a diaper on. Many people that because sometimes they pee and it like comes out of the side of the diaper. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I know.
Yo, my boy got a hammer on him. I'll tell you what. I look at him, like, God damn. So yeah,
cowboy. Cowboy's
funny. Yeah, I feel like giving him dabs. Like, you go, all right, little man. That's what I'm talking about.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, man.
All right, yeah, listen, man. Good luck. You guys are the co-main. This could easily be a main event fight. Saturday, November 10th, which is, of course, the Korean Zombie against Yair Rodriguez is the main event. It's supposed to be Frankie Edgar, but he had to drop out. Good luck, man. I love watching you fight. Even fights you've lost, I've loved. But I just love watching you fight. You're never in a dull fight. And
that's the legacy I want. I want to know. Cowboys fighting, someone's pulling over, and they're figuring out how to fucking watch it.
Dude. And let me tell you something. One takes a fight faster than you, and you literally would fight in a fucking in a brown paper bag somewhere in an alley. You will always step up to fight.
What so I do.
Get everybody's respect, Cowboy.
Yep. Everybody loves you, man.
Guys.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
All right, man. Hey, listen, I can't say, and I'm looking forward to this freaking
Me too,
fight.
Man. These
could
both guys
be a main event. You can't if you named another match, there's no other matchup I get as I'm excited for this fight. And you got me excited for that Paul Felder Vic fight. Because I just found out about that just now. I knew this was happening. You know what I mean? That's breaking news for me, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know? That's another great fight. These guys are doing a good job. And I want to see what's up with Rodriguez. Because he gets past Zombie. He's got Zabit waiting for him. Now, he's not getting past that.
Right.
That's some shits that you... In this game, you're not getting past anybody. I'm not saying he was trying to get past, but guy's healthy now.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Yair did as far as his takedown defense, what he can do on the ground, because we know that his striking is
right.
Terrific.
I seen him knock out somebody in a replay. Who was it again?
Well, on the ground, he had a real hard time against Frankie. I mean, Yair.
Yeah, and he hasn't fought since then.
Brutal time since Frankie. Yeah. Well, he had to pull out against, what, Zabit?
Zabit.
Nurmagomedov was put... Nurmagomedov, fucking... Magomed Shirov, yeah. Had to fight, and he pulled out of that fight. So, yeah, I'm happy to be seeing him fight again. I wonder if that Frankie fight got in his head or fucked him up a little bit, because he was on such a roll.
Yeah,
I mean, he had dominated BJ.
Alpha Flight.
The Alpha Males.
Male kid.
But then to take
Andre Feely. He knocked him out. I don't know what that was.
Who knocked who out? What'd you say?
Look when he fought Andre Feely.
It was a flying head kick.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Andre's no joke.
No, he's not.
I believe he's got better since then. But so I thought he won that Michael Johnson fight.
Right.
But that was impressive.
You know? Yeah. But that Frankie Edgar fight, you wonder what when you're on such a high. You know, he beat Alice Caceres, and you know when you're on such a roll and then you lose in such a tough fashion, is it hard?
Well, I think it was the way it was done so handedly is the
Maybe.
Problem. You know, and when you think about his fight with Bruce Leroy, it wasn't that it was close, but it was a fight. They were back and forth a little.
That was a split decision fight.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a split.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So there is levels in this game. Frankie's on the very top of the level.
He sure is.
Not to mention, he could make a game plan come together because he's got that experience to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Some guys can have a game plan just now. That's like DC the other day. He wasn't rushing. He knew he had to get that fight to the floor. He never looked rushed to get that fight to the floor. You believe in he's going to stand with him. He's going to stand with him. He punched 1-2. He's on him again.
Yeah.
Didn't take any. I mean, hardly took anything. He was fucking great. But that's where that experience. Who's got more experience than Frankie? Nobody. Guy's got clocked in the most experience in there. So you got the skill level, and then you got the experience and that fight IQ that you get from only being in there, and nobody's been in there longer than Frankie Edgar. So that's what Yair had to overcome.
Yeah.
And it's not that he was believing his own hype, because there should be. He's taking guys out. He's taking tough guys out. But it was that whole new fighter versus old fighter. The guys, you know, it's not that you're believing your own hype, and it's not that you're taking the other guy lightly. It's just that you haven't experienced you experienced that until you felt it.
Until you felt it, man. Yeah. Until you
feel that in jiu-jitsu a lot. You can be rolling with guys and feeling like kicks can Gracie, and then you reach that, and then you roll with that next level, and you're like, holy fuck. I always felt like that coming up, and I roll with somebody, Henzo's visiting cousin or something. I have a battle. I'm like, oh my God, man, this is... Well, you know what I mean? So it's like there's so many different levels, and that goes from everything from jiu-jitsu and especially to MMA.
Let me, I got to pay.
Me too.
UFC Bantamweight Champion TJ Dillashaw. He loves to fight. That's why he's great at it. He loves the strategy, and you know what else he loves?
Toyo tires. Oh, sorry. I was going to say. I'll say it next.
All right. Because like TJ, Toyo tires, they're as tough as they come. There's a reason they're the official tire of the UFC. There's a lot to love about.
Toyo tires.
Aggressive design, tires for any weather. They have proven on and off-road capabilities. All the toughness to back it up. Look, there's a confidence that comes with tough tires. So no matter what you're driving, no matter where you're driving, you can count on...
Toyo tires.
Tough people love tough tires. And even if you're a wimp and you want to look tough, this is the way to do it. These are great tires. The next time you need tires, ask for Toyo, the official tires of the UFC. Learn more at toyotires.com/UFC.
What up, everybody? This is CJ McCollum from the Portland Trailblazers. And here's a little taste of what we talked about on this week's Pull Up Podcast. Very special mini post-Game 7 episode of Pull Up. An epic Game 7 in Denver.
37 points, back-to-back, essentially closeout buckets. Why were you so successful last night?
I think it just really came down to my demeanor and mindset. Empty the clip, leave nothing out there. I wanted to say I did everything in my power, and I left all my bullets out there on the court and didn't bring anything home.
How do you shift to a completely new animal, an absolute monster in the Warriors?
In the playoffs, it just comes down to X's and O's and execution more so than anything else. The Warriors aren't going to run a lot of plays. They're going to run a lot of misdirection out of timeouts and late clock situations. But most of it's going to be mid pick and roll. It's going to be pin downs and flares and things of that nature for Klay and Steph. And a lot of transition. So you have to guard the 3-point line, get back in transition, and make it as difficult as possible on them. Don't forget to
pull up.
Subscribe and listen every week on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
After a stressful game, it's only natural to need some well-deserved rest. Upgrade your current sleep situation because Mattress Firm is offering the best bed deal of the year. Get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price for savings of up to $700. Plus, take home a free adjustable base up to a $699 value. That's $699 for free. You'll only find these deals during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. So don't miss your chance to start sleeping like a pro. Shop now at mattressfirm.com/sale. There's nothing worse than being uncomfortable in bed. It's horrible. You're not rested the next day. You suck at work. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is offering the best bed deal of the year. Save up to $700 when you get a king bed for a queen price or a queen bed for a twin price. Plus, take home a free adjustable base that's up to a $699 value free. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for more details. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Yo.
What's up, buddy? Matt's in the bathroom. He'll be right out. You're talking to Jim Norton. How's it going?
What's up, Jim Norton? How you doing, bro? I'm doing fucking well, bro.
I'm very good. We always enjoy talking to you. Of course, we just watched your very amusing your video, Looking for a Cowboy.
Oh, you like that?
I did. And I said this before. What I liked was in this age of political correctness and everybody's afraid to get upset, get people upset at them, you didn't seem to give a shit at all. You just went for something that would be funny and help sell the fight.
Well, it wasn't that I didn't give a shit. Like, what was there to give a shit about? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. And it was Halloween, but some people were like, oh, my culture's not a costume.
Right.
And I'm like, but my culture is freedom. So, you know, what are you really talking about here? Because I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do on my Instagram, and I didn't hurt anybody physically in that video.
Right. Well, I liked it.
What's up, Mike?
I say how much we liked the video.
Who had a problem with
what's
that?
What's up, Matt, Sarah?
What's going on, bro? I'm so excited for your fight coming up with, I think you got with Cowboy. I think you guys should be the fucking main event now that Frankie's hurt, you know? It's fucking awesome. Wait, now who has a problem with your video?
No one.
Oh, I thought he said
No. I was saying that we liked it. I was saying we liked it.
Oh, I thought Perry was saying that somebody was complaining about it. No, Mike Perry?
Well, I mean, there were fans complaining about
it. Oh, the PC police? They got to calm the fuck down. You're having fun. I love that video, Mike Perry.
I love it too, bro. I was I was actually enjoying myself when I made it, but then some guy at the gym tried to fight me afterwards.
Really? Why?
Because he was a Native American, and he thought that I was being disrespectful to his culture, but man. I was like, come on, bro, what about, like I was just saying, the gym, I was like, oh, what about my culture of freedom, bro? I can do whatever I want.
Sure. And now what weight class is this fighter who wanted to fight you?
Oh, he wasn't even a fucking fighter. I think he was like a coach.
Oh.
Man, tell him to relax.
Yeah,
tell
exactly.
Go teach somebody at the Equinox. Anyway.
I was about to fuck him up, but he's lucky John Jones was there to break it up.
Yeah.
Oh, he really got in your face about it.
Well, he started, like, walking up. I was like, yo, get out of my face. And he got closer and started pulling out his ponytail. And I was like, oh, I'm going to fuck you up, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that. No. That guy's
I was
going to
put one of those Matt Serras in the middle of the restaurant. Just hold him down.
Well, you need that. You can't hurt your hands. You know what I mean? Listen to me. That video. And first of all, you're fighting a guy with the nickname Cowboy. So tell the other guy to get it. I mean, that alone gives you the idea. You know, you could dress how you like. Let me ask you something about that clip. Because this is what I said before we called up here. Anybody else doing that, Mike Perry, that clip is corny as fuck. And I'm telling you that honestly. When you're doing it, I fucking love it. I love it. And it's funny. And I'll tell you why. It's not scripted. You probably had in your mind some shit. Oh, I'll do this. I'll throw a tomahawk. I'll do the arrow. I'll ask for a scalp. But you're not. Are you doing that thing just off the cuff there? When the camera's on?
Off the what?
I don't know what that means anyway. I meant, are you fucking like freestyling it? I didn't even know what it was. Off the cuff the right English?
Yeah.
It is. Like, are you just. It's not scripted, in other words.
No, there were some ideas that created the idea altogether. And then, there was no script. It was just me making shit up as I went along. So
I knew it. Feeling it in your bones and you're bouncing on your fucking toes. No?
Yeah, that part right there definitely was just off the top of the head.
I knew it. I love it. I love it. And let me ask you, Mike Perry, when you went up with the wanted poster and you asked if you've seen this cowboy and they said, oh, it's been too long. Was that his buddies that you're saying that to?
No, but I mean, everybody in that gym was a fan of Cowboy.
Yeah, listen. So. It was good, buddy. It was fun. It was good. It was fun. Not mean-spirited. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit going down lately. Everything's all fucking crazy. This is going to be a violent fight. And everybody knows it's going to be a violent fight. But that shit to me is fun, Jimmy.
Yeah, it is, right?
No, to me it's fun.
I like a good violent fight. And how is things over there? We just talked to Cowboy about the whole... How are things for you at Jackson Wink?
I mean, there's a little... I can hear little whispers in the air. And but I ain't worried about none of that because, look, I ain't go over there to take somebody's gym from them.
Sure.
I went over there to be a better fighter myself, and then the UFC made this fight. So, you know, it is what it is. If anybody wants to be upset about it, you know, that's on them. I'm going to go get this win, and then nobody's going to be able to say shit to me. And I'm going to go, somebody told me something. They said, do what Cowboy wasn't doing and come back to the gym and help people, help the other young fighters, find their way up the ladder. And I'm going to do that because there was people helping me with this training camp, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to help some guys. And I'm going to promote for them on my IG, and I try to do that. I try to tell people about these other young, hungry lions that are trying to come up from the puppy mill.
I like that.
I do,
like
too. Well, he didn't put it on you either. He actually said, you're a fighter just looking for a home. He had nothing to say about you at all, negative about that at all.
Man, I got to say, man. 25 years of fighting is going to come down to me and Cowboy this weekend, man. Yep. It's going to be fucking, it's going to be hellacious, and there's going to be blood, and there's going to be sweat and tears, and there's going to be victory and shit.
I believe it's on my side.
This is a great time, Mike Perry, for you to fight him. And this is why I think that. Now, you're coming off a fight versus a very underrated fighter in Paul Felder. Now, Paul Felder is a dangerous fucking guy. And to fight a guy like Cowboy, who's skilled with the Muay Thai, with the kicks and the arms and with the legs, and he's dangerous upstairs, downstairs. Paul Felder is a dangerous guy, very similar in those aspects. And I think this is a great fight to be coming off of, a hard-fought fight with that kid. This is a great time for you to fight Cowboy.
I think Felder's the better fighter. I think especially the Felder that I fought that night, man, he was so prepared. He was so ready for that fight.
Very game.
And here's the thing, was that I had only been with Frank and Jackson Wink for 2 months. So, yes, a lot of the techniques may be similar and, basic stuff that you start martial arts with, but I wasn't comfortable with us doing it yet. Before I fought Felder, I was kind of scared. Like, I had more fear than I had had in any one of my fights because it seemed like I was fresh fish and I was a beginner going out there. And now I feel very comfortable in everything we've been doing. I'm much sharper and tighter in all my techniques. And, after 2 months and beating Felder, and him, I believe, is the better fighter. 6 months now with hitting these mitts every day and working these techniques every day against a stiffer Cowboy, I think I'm going to KO him cold in the first round easily.
That's a bold
statement.
Yeah, well,
you did say, by the way, you did say that in your sparring that he was easy to punch in the face.
Absolutely. Like, I didn't even punch him because I just... I also wanted to take it easy on him so he would think that I was an easy fight, and then I'd get an easy fight.
Because he's a big name fight, and you're a big name fight, and this is something. You and Felder was incredible, and this is something that everybody. Who are you supposed to fight when instead of Felder? Who dropped out?
Oh, it was Yancy Madero.
Right. And this is a fight that everybody's doing. People like, and Cowboy said that if you two don't slug it out, you're not giving people their money's worth. He wants to stand in the center of the ring and just throw.
Bullshit. What's he going to throw? He's going to throw kicks. He's going to throw kicks. He know he ain't finna get in a scrappy punching fight with me. And,
Are you worried, Mike, at all about his kicks? Because he's probably not that concerned that you're going to try to take him down. So are you worried that he's going to throw a lot of kicks?
It's going to be between kicks and takedowns for him. That's what I got to shut down. I'm not worried. I just know he's going to try to kick me at a kicking distance, and he's going to try to take me down once I got him on his heels going backwards. But I'm looking to put him on the fence and cut his face open with some elbows.
Okay.
He doesn't care. He'll show you his hand. He don't care. I brought that up to him, Mike Perry. I go, what about the takedowns? I go, you're good at switching levels and putting guys down, underrated ground game. I brought up to him, and that's when he stated that he would be cheating the fans if he went for a takedown, that he doesn't want to rob the fans of a good scrap standing up. Is he bullshitting us?
Bullshit. He's going to try to lay on top of me and make that shit boring.
Oh, shit.
When he grapples, it's not boring. He gets submissions. And he finishes fight that way, but I'm very skilled in grappling, and I don't see that happening. I mean, I've been grappling with Jacare, and the guy who's been grappling with Jacare for years. So you know what I mean? Like, I'm very skilled, and I'm gonna his wrestling ability isn't as good as his jiu-jitsu, so I'm gonna shut him down from taking me down in the first place.
I'm fucking excited.
Okay, so you're not worried. You're not worried at all about him taking you down. No, he does not. What are your thoughts on Ben Askren joining the UFC?
Huh. Fuck that guy.
What's up? What's up, Mike Perry?
Keep it simple. Fuck Ben Askren.
All right.
That is very. That's not a hard quote to get. That's a very easy quote to grab
hold
of.
They're not misquoting you on
no,
that.
No, they are not. Now, what you had some nice stuff to say about Tyron Woodley as well. So you do have a great respect for Tyron.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. I mean, I guess Ben Askren is his boy, huh? But, I mean, it's okay, friends. A friend's friend ain't got to be another friend's friend. It don't matter.
Absolutely
and,
not.
You know, he came in here disrespecting and thinking he could just take whatever he wanted because his wrestling don't scare me. I'm telling you, I'm not afraid of these. Have you seen anybody try to lay on top of me to get a win? No, because if you holding on to me, that means you're too close. And if you're too close, that means I can hurt you.
That's the way you're looking at it. Listen to me. Hey, this is what I liked. Unlike some other people in this room, I'm not Mike Perry. I'm not starting no shit. I don't want you to scare my coworkers. But I enjoyed thoroughly your freestyle.
I liked it, too.
Your freestyle to T-Wood song. What is it again? I'll
beat you.
I'll beat your ass. His freestyle was awesome. And let me ask you something. That was 100% a freestyle. You didn't write that shit down, did you?
No, I wrote that shit, bro. Nobody who did that challenge. Listen, nobody who did
yes!
that. But see, you got to confuse.
Nah, tell me. Tell me.
Don't know about freestyle.
Tell me.
This is what white people don't know about freestyle.
I'm a white person. Tell me, white Mike Berry. Tell me.
Freestyles are pre-recorded, and then they fix them. So if technically I was freestyling and I would come up with lines and then I would write them down, all the good ones, or I would record myself doing it. And then, you know, you fix it each time.
It's polished.
It gets better every time.
Yeah, well, that's the smart What's thing that? To do. It gets polished. That's the smart thing to do. I thought that was some 8 Mile shit. Where you just said, all right, put the camera on me. And you just spit some fucking rhymes. Now I'm sounding like a real white guy.
You sure are.
I'm a fucking dangerous white guy. I don't give a fuck.
I'm a nice white guy.
All right. Right, Mike Perry? We're not insecure. I can ask you these questions and not feel like a fucking just a middle-aged nerd, you know? I still got Camorris.
Aw, man, you good.
Thank you, Mike Perry. I want you to educate me and the fans.
Yes, please.
So that's a freestyle. That's still considered a freestyle.
Absolutely. They just polish it.
All right. But yet, Mike Perry, if you had a one-on-one with Tyron, not in the cage, in a freestyle, 8 Mile style, at the shelter. You guys are up at the shelter with Future. And it's you can't have fucking written shit. You might have some shit written in your head, like you memorized.
No.
But that's a freestyle also.
Right. That's a real freestyle, but I can do that too.
I mean, me and
Tyron can have a battle like that, and then I'll go in the cage and try to take the title from him.
Listen to me. Yeah, you have my fucking pay-per-view money for that shit. Either one, just the rap battle. All right, let's get back to fighting.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you too. By the way, John is obviously out of Jackson Wink as well. Have you developed any kind of relationship with John?
Yeah, a little bit, man. I mean, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot of shit going on, but he shows a lot of love to the gym and the people that are at the gym and the people that want to better the gym and be a part of the gym and you know, he showed a lot of love to me from the beginning. We have the same manager, so my manager must have said some kind things about me to him and we get along, man. We definitely, I aspire to be more like him. And so he showed me what that might entail.
Yeah, I'm glad you like him too, because I like John. And what do you think about him fighting, what do you think about his fight coming up with Gustafson the 29th?
Man, I can't wait to watch that one, man. That's going to be a good show. I got John Jones all day, of course.
Yeah, I do too in that one.
You know what's cool? It's not just because I know him. And usually when you pick with someone that you know or someone that you like, it doesn't go the way you want it to go. But, you know, I just know that John is a very dangerous, very skilled man. And he's going to rip Gustafson apart this time. His boxing's a lot better than the first time they met. And I think he's going to catch him with a good left hook, right hand, drop his ass.
You know, it's a fight, too, because John's been off for a while, but so has Gustafson. So it's like, and I think even longer than Jones. So it's not like he's coming off, you know, a couple of fights. He's had his long layoff. So the ring rust probably won't be a problem for either one of them.
No, I don't think so, because he gets in the ring and he fights at the gym all the time. And actually, he took a lot of time off. He took, like, the whole 2 years he didn't spar. And I think I was one of his first sparring matches coming back. He gave me like 7 rounds, bro. We went at it. We would rest a little. We would switch partners. And then me and John did like 7 rounds together. And you know, the crazy thing about it was that I was so excited and so happy to be sparring like the greatest fighter on the planet.
Yeah.
That I was doing so good because I was enjoying the fuck out of it. I was like, this is what I've been waiting to show the world, that I can hang with the best of the best of the best. And I was doing it. I was just so happy. And I was sparring my ass off. And he loved it. He thought, you know, he was like, man, he knew. He knows now. Platinum Mike Perry can move.
You know, and I got to be honest, too. One thing that doesn't get talked about enough with you, everybody knows you can punch all day, is the fact that your cardio is good. I mean, you've gone to the decision 4 times. Your losses were all decisions, so you've never been an easy fight for anybody. And then your last fight was a war with Paul Felder that you won. Do you think your cardio is a little underrated? I think it is.
Yeah, especially now that I'm training in elevation. And, you know, there was the last fight I had with no cardio was the Ponzinibbio fight. And I didn't do any cardio for that fight. And had I, it probably would have been a different story. But that's neither here nor there. So, you know, I'm fully prepared. I do extensive mitt sessions, and I just go for hour and a half at times at a pretty high level. You know, we just learned I just learned mostly about myself that I got to get that first wind out. That first wind is a scary thing. You're in the back and you start getting tired and you're sweating and you're like, oh shit, like, do I have cardio? Yeah. And you do. You just, there's so much adrenaline and you're going so hard and you gotta break that first wind, and then your body relaxes and your muscles and everything starts firing properly. And, you know, so this weekend I'm going to break a sweat in the back. I'm going to get tired once or twice in the back, and then I'm going to go out and I'm gonna be ready to go. I could fight for a whole hour, but I'm telling you what, 3 5-minute rounds. Remember Anthony Smith versus Volkan?
Oh, yeah.
How exhausted they were? I'm trying to do that at 170 pounds. Like at the end of every round, like I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going in.
Well, this is the co-main event for the Korean Zombie against Yair. And, dude, it's good talking to you as always. I like both of you guys so much. So it's hard to root for or against anybody because I really like Cowboy and I really like you. But I know it's going to be a great fight. And you have not had an easy fight. I mean, Jesus Christ. Felder, Griffin, Ponzinibbio, your last three, and now Cowboy. So, you know, you're earning every paycheck, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. It was great talking to you. I'm about to get some pussy.
Yeah, Mike Perry!
I'm about to do nothing like that.
That's for Mike Perry, not Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mike, thanks for hanging with us, brother.
Good talking to you, man.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
Be good. Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from our friends over at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Let's talk about buying a home. It is an extremely stressful but important purchase, and it's one of the biggest events of your life. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, credit. They give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive Rate Shield approval. They're going to lock your interest rate up for 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then once you've found it, if interest rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. But if rates have gone down, here's the beauty. You get to keep the lower rate. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/unfiltered.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-day purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Should we even pick this Cowboy-Perry fight?
Why not? I mean, it's a tough
fight. I feel terrible because I like both of these
guys. It doesn't
matter.
It's not saying who I want to win. It's what I think will happen.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, we got, okay, the Korean Zombie against Yair.
Yeah.
Get out of Yair!
I'm going to give Yair second round TKO.
Interesting. All right.
I think he's going to come back strong after that Frankie Edgar fight. That's the first one he's had.
Yeah, it's interesting when a guy's out that long and he comes off a bad loss. What has he done to improve? We'll see.
Yair first round KO. Yair first round KO. No, okay.
Do it again.
Yair first round.
All right, what do you think?
Anyway, let's keep going.
I'm going to take...
You got what I said?
I got it, yes.
And what I said, Yair first round KO. All right.
Very good.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to take...
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Korean Zombie second round submission.
All right. I respect your decision.
You know what?
And I will not touch the clipboard anymore.
The clipboard?
What the fuck is...
Cowboy Mike Perry?
Soundboard.
Yeah.
We're going right to that? Oh, we're just picking the last...
Yeah, we started from the top. Yeah.
All right. We started... First of all, you could say what you want, but I started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Of course.
Yeah, finish the rest of
the... I started from... the bottom, but now my whole crew is fucking here. Mm-hmm. I started at the bottom, now I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got?
Here's what I think.
Yes.
Cowboy against Mike Perry. It's going to be a very good fight.
Okay.
I think Cowboy is going to... I'm going to take Cowboy by decision because I think he has a couple of weapons that he... I think he's going to throw a lot more kicks than Mike expects him to. I think his idea of slugging it out is going to be to stand there and throw kicks because, again, he's 5-4 as a welterweight. Mike could obviously knock anybody out. So I think the Cowboy is a smart fighter, and I think he's going to know that he has to stay away. Both of these guys can easily do three rounds. I mean, neither one of these, I don't think fatigue will be an issue with either one of these guys. So all things being equal, I think the difference, because Mike, I think, definitely has the punching power. They're both accurate strikers. I think it's going to be Cowboy by decision because I think his kicks are going to be the difference in this fight.
This is what I think. I think that... So what did you say?
Cowboy the last decision. One?
Okay. I believe...
Because of his kicks.
That I believe... You know, the kicks? That you could say that. I could see that. The kicks that, you know, because he does land that with guys... He's a little taller then, and that kind of have similar styles and looks like Perry. But I don't think that's it. I think that if it stays on the feet, I think Perry's going to knock him out in the second round unless Cerrone chooses... to use his wrestling. If he uses wrestling, he wins by decision. That's what I think. But I think he's going to try to entertain on the feet. I believe him. I believed when he said that he's going to want to stand up and make this a fucking crowd pleaser. And I think that's going to be his downfall because I think Mike Perry's going to catch him in the second round, knockout.
Yeah, this is I don't even want to pick this one. And it's interesting, by the way, that Perry's saying that he's going to try to tire himself out in the back. That's Cowboy, too. Yeah. Cowboy used to have a problem.
Sure. You know,
getting off to a good start, so it's kind of similar mentalities going into it. I'm going to take... He's in Denver. It's in his hometown, basically. I'm going to take Cowboy by second-round knockout, but fully aware that this could go either way. This is a really hard...
Oh, he's doing the Christopher Deuce.
No, but I'm taking Cowboy. I'm taking Cowboy.
Can I tell you this? And I hate to say this again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to yell at my friend Ray Longo.
Why?
On his podcast, he said Christopher Deucer again, and I'm sick of it. It's not appropriate, and it's stealing from this show, and he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it because it does roll off the tongue. It does.
It does.
It doesn't sound like a big deal,
yeah.
But it is, Jimmy. That's a fucking... He could trademark that fucking thing. He's not... I don't think I could ever call the guy... I think I called him Chris maybe once in my life. He's Chris the producer.
Yeah.
Now... There's another guy. Now, I don't care if he had to produce. Now, his producer's named Chris. You can't call that guy Chris the producer. If you want to say, yo, producer Chris, how about that?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Would you get offended by that?
No, of course.
No, that's totally producer fine. Chris. Yeah. That's not Chris the producer.
Right.
People are asking me if he's got the same producer as me. Ray Longo.
Yeah, it's kind of sneaky.
Ray, I know you don't mean it. Cut the shit, Longo. Listen to me. The Beatles got broken up because of Yoko or something. You don't want us having a problem because of Chris the producer, because we'll just, we'll never forgive ourselves. All right, let's get back to business.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Jermaine de Randamie returning to the octagon against Raquel Pennington. Interesting fight.
And
So Jermaine is back down at bantamweight now.
Huh. And her last fight was?
It wasn't Holly. No, she fought again at the Holly.
No, that was the Holly.
Oh my God.
Her hand was messed
right.
up.
And she didn't want to fight Cyborg
because she had an injury or whatever. And
so she went down. She went down in weight then.
Right. She's back down at bantamweight, which is where she's fought there.
I'm going to take Raquel Pennington by decision. Actually, you know what? No.
Jermaine's tough too. Mm-hmm.
I know she is. But she didn't want to fight Cyborg. I don't blame her. And Holly and her went the distance. You know what? I'm going to take Raquel's second round submission.
Oh. All right.
I'm going to take Raquel third round submission.
Third round sub. I'm going to take Jermaine. I think size is going to be a factor in this fight. I'm going to take Jermaine Durandamay second round KO.
Jimmy, check out that song Secret Crowds by Angels and Airwaves. Jimmy.
Why?
it's a good song, Jimmy.
That's a perfect response.
Want me to sing it to you?
Go ahead.
And not now.
All right, so this is Macy Barber versus Hannah Cyphers, both of them making their UFC debut. Macy Barber won by third round TKO on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series in July, and Hannah Cyphers on a 5-fight win streak right
and
now.
And obviously has no pitcher.
Correct.
She's on a 5-fight win streak?
Yes.
And Macy is 4-0.
Yeah, and she's pretty highly touted. Like she's a good prospect coming up. So.
And what does Hannah come from?
I mean, she is 8-1. Let me see where her record is actually. Yeah, she's 8-2. I'm not sure where she's been fighting. I can look, but she's won 5 straight.
Where has she been fighting?
Yeah, I'm saying pulling it up.
He
right
said
now.
He could look. Whatever.
No.
Say that, I can say, you know, it's one of those things where you go, don't even bother.
It's a hard pick. I'm not familiar with the fighter.
Right. I'm seeing Next Level Fight Club, Jackson Wing fight. So it seems like she comes out
of
the New Mexico
Wing
area.
Fighter.
Yeah. Yep.
And the future, where does she train out of?
Let's pull it up here. Let's see.
The future. Macy Barber, the future.
Yeah, she's 5-0.
So she's been fighting in LFA. So.
In LFA.
Mm-hmm. And then she had the win on the contender
series.
What camp does she train with, or do you know that?
Let's see. Huh? It says Fort Collins Martial Arts Academy, so I'm not sure. So that's out of Colorado, so.
Well, she's got endurance, man, I guess. If she's out of Colorado, that
altitude
is no joke. All right, we're not familiar with these girls, to be honest with you.
This is a tougher one.
I'm going to go with the future,
mm-hmm.
Macy Barber.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that she's going to get a decision because I think this other girl, even though I do not know her, you know, you show me your friends, Jimmy. You show me who you are.
Yep. Absolutely.
Jimmy, you show me your friends. Bobby Kelly, good guy.
Great guy.
I don't
guy.
Know any of your other friends. So, so I say you're a good guy.
Yeah.
Jackson Wink, dangerous fellows. They know how to prepare somebody for war. So I think Hannah's going to come prepared. But I think Macy Barber might be the future.
I'll take Macy by decision. I think they're both going to be a little nervous. First UFC fight.
That's what I think. What do you think, Chris, the producer? I could say it because I came up with it, Ray Longo.
That's right. I'm going to take Macy Barber third round knockout.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
And then the kicking off the main card, we have
No pun intended, in case they're grapplers, right? Right, guys, in case they're...
Two undefeated fighters. Tough winner, Mike Trezano, and Luis Pena, who was also on that same season of Tough. He got hurt, so he couldn't finish the season, but he won his UFC debut at the finale. Here we go. See what happens to these two guys.
Hard to say.
Yeah, this is a tough one too.
Dude, one of these guys, Trezano, fought in. That was the fight we saw.
Yeah, we saw that. Yep.
And you're telling me
he won by decision.
And what happened to Pena?
They're both undefeated.
Pena hurt in the house. I forget what the injury was exactly.
And how did his fight go before that? Did he fight before that or no? He didn't fight.
So coming out of the house, he fought on the Tough finale, and I think he won by submission. I'm going to double check, but I'm pretty sure it was a submission win.
a submission win.
Let me see. Yep, guillotine choke.
And Trezano is you're saying he's more of a banger.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, I think he has wrestling as well, but yes, he. I think he'd probably like to keep it standing. Yeah, Tiger Shulman's guy.
Oh, he is a Tiger Shulman's guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they're well-rounded. They are well-rounded, the Tiger Shulman's guys. They're no joke, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think he trains with Jimmy Rivera. I think Jimmy said that when he was in here.
He does, huh?
Yep.
All right, that changes things. That'll make me look differently now. Because I was looking at this Pena, and I was thinking submission-wise, but Tiger Shulman's, they know the grappling. I'm going to go with Trezano by decision. Because I think Payne is going to be a tough dude, obviously. Yeah,
they're both tough for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Trezano decision.
Trezano, first round TKO.
All right. Coming out of the gate.
Yep.
And I'm going to go with Pena by decision. This is nice. I think we have a lot of different picks, so we'll see what happens.
It is nice.
Jimmy, you're not here Monday, right?
Oh, man, Jimmy.
No, I'm
away. Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy. Jimmy, I'm going to Disney. Jimmy.
Yep.
And in doing so, you notice I touched this, Jimmy. Let's see. It's my knee. Ooh, I'm going to push it. Sorry, Jimmy. That's my fault. I told you to touch it.
Okay.
But you notice there's no booby there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got that drained. And my other knee, I got a cortisone shot through. People do that to get through fights. I do that to get through Disney. It was like 5 miles a day walking.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose some weight at this bitch. And I'm not going to be eating those Mickey pretzels, Jimmy.
Good for you.
Is there a gluten-free Mickey pretzel?
There is. And it's perfect. No carbs.
There's no such thing.
I'm heading out to Annapolis, Maryland tomorrow night. I'm doing the Ram's Head. I'm heading to Delaware to do the Queen Theater. And then Sunday, I will be at the State Theater in Virginia. And then I head out to LA for a week to broadcast. So I will see you guys. And Chip Chipperson podcast live, Philadelphia, December the 7th. So come on down.
Oh. Well, guys, listen. I'll be here. You're not going to be here.
No.
All right, Jimmy. Jimmy, I miss you already.
I miss you, sweetie.
I'm going to get up. We're going to hug. All right, with our shirts down, yes. Everybody. I'll tell you, I kid. And Christopher Deuce, I'll see you soon enough.
Sounds good.
Bye, everybody.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD Streaming Audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring. Full throttle is half the fun. Where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.